What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is the latest episode of Video Game Bang live on Twitch. We do this show on the weekends live on Twitch. Saturday nights, typically on twitch.tv/videogame_bang is where it's at. We appreciate those who check it out, and we still even more so appreciate those who are listening to the podcast, whether it's on Stitcher or iTunes or the Zune Marketplace. We love you guys, and we're going to keep putting out content for you as well. But if you want the full Weekend Bang experience, not the Weekend Bang experience, the Video Gaming Live experience, check us out on Twitch. As always, we're brought to you by NerdReactor.com, and this week we are talking about the most anticipated video games of the coming year and debating each other a lot. This is a very, it was getting late, the crew started getting a little cranky, so by the end of the show we're all tearing each other apart, but it's all in good fun. I don't got nothing else to say, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If an ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody, because it is Valentine's Day here at the VGB Live, everybody. And it's the VGB Live as well.
And can I start by saying, I love you all.
Brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? That's what we're going to skip right past.
Corey's
this,
awkward.
We didn't see that.
Yeah, I love you
exactly,
to the audience.
Really.
No, I wasn't talking about them. I was talking about you guys in this room.
So that's not even awkward as well?
There's three other dudes in here, and you're going to say that?
There's nothing wrong with a little bro love.
If you're seeing the live chat right now, we are on at twitch.tv/videogame_bang. And you can join us every Saturday.
And let us know, we're still new at this, we're still working on the streamage, so let us know if there's audio glitches, if cameras are lagging, and we will work it out throughout the course of the show.
We have not abandoned you, podcasters. You're listening to us right now, as a matter of fact. I get that because in high school, I had a teacher named Mr. Fackrell, and I would always say it like that.
Cool story,
yeah.
Bro!
Yeah, he would hate it, too. He would definitely hate it. I didn't care, Mr. Fackrell. Shut the hell up. So anyway,
31 years old. You can't tell me nothing.
He's probably listening right now.
You son of a bitch, Aaron.
He's a comic. That's attention. What
I was a fan, but not anymore.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
Your papers were always a D.
They were, because it was a math class that I had him in. It was terrible. I don't like math. Most useless subject in the whole world. Nah, actually, it's
Alex is gonna kill himself.
Yeah, Alex is probably turning his grave right now.
In the grave.
So, as I said, it's Valentine's Day, everybody, and
it's Valentine's,
whatever.
Valentine's Day.
You're probably listening to this if you listen to the podcast on a different day, but for us, today is the day of love.
It is the day of love. What did you do today, Aaron?
I loved myself vigorously.
Oh, wow.
That's what you gotta do, you know? I did ask a couple of the ladies. What they were doing. I had plans yesterday that got canceled. And then
you were trying to get a date? Is that what I understand?
A little bit.
And it didn't work out.
Did you? No, it did not.
Which is why you loved yourself.
This is why I loved myself vigorously.
Vigorously.
Vigorously. Don't forget to put vigorously
you add
in
vigorously
there.
To that. It just turns to a whole nother
that,
level.
Because that means I love myself a lot. That's what that means.
Well,
a
little too much. We already know that you do that.
Hey, Matt, cool. 316. We're even in
already?
The beginning, and we
Jesus.
Got a new
talking
follow.
About
awesome.
Aaron loving himself.
Vigorously.
Like,
yes.
That's the key.
Hey. Oh, my gosh.
The O-Man.
Gerald Ocon. Welcome
hey,
to the show.
Gerald that's, Ocon. What's yeah. going on, bro?
Yeah, why just the follow now, you bastard?
That's 100% true. He's like a long-time listener.
Yeah. Now we just got an unfollow.
Terrible. But honestly, every time that I, now that I've done the show live and stuff like that, every time that I think about it, I'm like, crap, Gerald Ocon is listening to the podcast later. He doesn't get to tune in. But thank you, Gerald, for
now
sitting in
here.
With us today.
Now he's
welcome to Twitch.
You know, make some comments, concerns, and stuff like that. Yeah. Let's go around the board, because we're all men.
Did
let's
everybody?
Put it
I was like,
let's put all that bear thing.
A little piece of business.
I was gonna say
before
hot.
We go
what are we?
A little too
what are we
crazy.
Missing?
We said nerdreactor.com.
We've always do this. You were just forgetful Jones over there. That...
And did you guys all set your Twitch profiles to host this show?
Yes.
Wait, what?
David's on it.
Oh.
David Webb
or
I don't
understand Aang? Technology. So
David Webb.
So many Davids in this
what
world.
About you, Aaron? Did you set it to host?
Host what?
This show.
Do you know how to do it?
Yeah, I know how to do it. Come on now.
So
what am
UK
I?
UK friends.
What am I, new?
Jeez. Guilty?
It's just backslash.
I'm on a cellular
host.
Phone?
You can do it from the cell phone as well.
Well, how the hell do you do it?
You go to chat. Backslash.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is a backslash?
It's the slash that's the opposite of the forward slash right there.
That makes no sense either. So while they're doing that right now, everybody.
Why don't you guys pantomime?
Exactly. So what I was thinking when I was making the show notes for all this type of thing, I was like, should I do a love show?
Oh, I would have loved a love show.
Like a show about all the games that you can either play with your significant other or games to get your significant other into gaming and stuff like that.
That would have been too easy.
That would have been way too easy. I mean, the stars would have aligned perfectly, right?
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
What, David Webb over there?
He does. He just forgot. Twitch code is difficult.
So anyway, I said no. I didn't want to do that. Because...
No love?
Yeah. No, it gets
not
love.
Not even
definitely.
One love?
Not even one love.
One heart?
Not even one heart. We played a game with that's your wife the other day, right, Corey?
Fibbage.
And
sure. I don't know.
She's into that. Does she play any other games?
She's into the
no, not at all. Well, I got her to play episode one of Telltale's Game of Thrones. And it was really interesting to see how her brain works.
Okay. So what, is she killing people automatically or something
like
that?
No, like she played the game way more aggressively than I would have thought she would have. Like me, I'm trying to, sneak around.
So
you're
saying you don't know your wife?
I did. I really thought I did. Apparently I don't.
Games bring out different sides of people. I've noticed that.
I was expecting to be like, we played Grand Theft Auto and she was just running people over and
killing
them.
She
got
slept with
hookers.
A prostitute.
Yeah, like,
went to the strip club.
I thought I knew who you were. Yeah, she spent literally an hour in the strip club. Like
she did. I let her play GTA 5 once and she did play for like 45 minutes to an hour just as a pedestrian.
She just walked around.
She walked around.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Really? She looked at a puddle and she was like, oh my god, that puddle looks amazing in this game.
That's horrible.
It's like, because she hadn't played really sat down and played a game since I think that terrible Lost remake, or that Lost
She bought
TV
that
game.
At GameStop, didn't she?
I think so.
I can remember you bringing it back or something like that, didn't you?
Yeah, I traded
and,
it.
And I can remember you saying, yeah, my wife played it, and I was like, why didn't you tell her this was terrible?
She liked it. She enjoyed it. The only part she didn't like was the little circuit board parts.
Oh, the game? The actual gaming part
or
something?
There was a mini game that had you had to put together a circuit board. Ah, it was stupid.
Mr. Webb.
What up?
You have been married for how long?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Good lord. Man-made prison. Your wife plays games, maybe?
Yeah, she does.
Games? Question
these things?
Her favorite game is actually Call of Duty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a real gamer wife here.
Wow.
Damn. He said, your wife.
Go ahead and outshine her. Go ahead and let us
recall our wives playing, did they play Mario Kart together?
Yeah, they did, actually.
And I think my wife kicked your wife's ass.
Yeah.
Somebody jealous much?
So I know, right?
Bam.
We need to have a little tournament then. We need to get a wives.
I
will get
Aaron will dress
stew,
up.
As, I don't know. I will
get
a food. Aaron is terrible. Think of any food.
Aaron I will get a mail
Steven
order.
Will both be like Juana man.
I will get a mail ordered bride from Russia. A ringer.
She'd be incredibly hot.
And
have you seen some of those real ones?
Some of them are right.
Like, ridiculous.
Some of them are right.
It's like this is something's wrong. She's got.
And I'll. You got to give me a week
from
with
the
her.
Waist up though. That's the problem.
So when you waist down,
fat.
Just pushes it all
down. So
that's horrible.
And we'll have like a little Call of Duty, Mario Kart, NBA 2K. You gotta throw in a weird one out of the out of nowhere, that they don't know how to play. So then we'll do that. Give me a week with Svetlana or something like that.
That's racist.
Good name.
And I used to work with a Russian lady named Svetlana.
Okay.
That's why.
That's okay then.
And we'll do that. We'll do that.
Was she like a butcher?
She was a baker.
I imagine all Russian women.
I thought she was a candlestick
women.
Maker.
David knows where I'm going with that. All right.
I don't get the reference.
How do you not know the... Oh, good luck.
Let's move forward.
No. What is this?
It's an old...
It's an old wives' tale.
Old wives' tale from the sea.
from our Navy days.
So today's episode is a... we were talking last night because we were playing Dying Light. And discussion came up of games that are... That has gamers excited for the future.
Oh, okay.
And the quick little scroll that I went through and was looking for stuff, couldn't really find anything that was like pop out to me.
For you.
For me. Yeah, and I always say whenever I'm like, okay, this game's coming out, not for me, you know. And the other thing is because Dying Light wasn't really catching my attention as much as it was. And it could have just been like because I'm doing the oversaturated multiplayer type of thing where we're just breezing through stuff. So I'm not getting that real single player first.
That's exactly what it was.
Because it's like that with Borderlands. It's like that with the old school Gauntlet games. Like if you are a newcomer to a game and it's multiplayer and you have your friends that are like max level type of thing.
Oh, so you're playing you with
get,
somebody who
is... Yeah, you get that little... I don't really care. Yeah,
it does take the fun, I agree.
So, but it wasn't just because of that, because Dying Light as well has been getting some kind of mixed reviews all over online as well, and even in the real world. When we talked to the people at Gamers Funk Lab, one employee said he loved it, other employee said he hated it.
Dying Light?
Yeah. So it's kind of a coin toss with Dying Light. So I'm like, what games are out there right now? 2015, we are 2 months deep into this season. Friggin' year, excuse me. Year. Season as well. Season as well, yeah. And
it's not coming anymore.
So what's out there for us? There's a lot of games that we've already discussed. There's a lot of games that we haven't discussed. So this episode, of course, is going to be about more new games for 2015. Not exclusively, I should say. Because some of these games are going to be kind of cross-platform. But I got this from PC Gamer. And I got this from that website for one reason and one reason only. Because I do feel that PC gamers are amongst some of the hardcore out of the genre of gamers.
We got into a fight yesterday.
We got into a debate. Aaron Carter does not fight. It was a fight. Aaron Carter doesn't fight. It was a fight. Aaron Carter debates, wins.
People were there. There was witnesses. It was a fight.
What, the Gamers Funk Lab?
Aaron was getting teary-eyed.
Trust me.
He was throwing his Luigi punches.
Aaron was getting more baffled at the sheer notion of what core... It was almost as if we were discussing the movie game discussion again.
Except the people were taking my side.
No one was taking your side.
Yeah, there were.
There was not was one on my person side. Taking your side besides yeah. Corey Vincent.
Everyone your wife. Was on my side. Your wife, the woman that married you.
Not movie games. I'm talking about...
Was against you.
I'm talking about our conversation.
Even our conversation, nobody was on my side.
Everyone was on my side.
Not
it was. Oh, so it was between you two.
So the conversation started off with...
The fight.
Upcoming games and what people are excited for. And I was scrolling through and I was like, what's coming up next? And Corey was like, Halo. And I was like, you're probably excited for Halo. And he was like, everybody's excited for Halo 1. Even the casual gamers... Have I got the story right so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Even the casual gamers. And I was for like, Halo? I was like, exactly right there for Halo. No, they're probably not excited for Halo. And he was like, Halo is probably the game that casual gamers are more aware of. Yeah. With that statement, I would agree because agree of that. The way it's been sponsored
because
and everything.
Not throw sponsored, it but at
yeah,
your
like
face.
How it's in your face. Yeah, the way it's been marketed.
You can't even turn on your computer without seeing something so, yeah, nowadays.
That is. Our discussion, our debate our came fight. Between what is the definition of a casual gamer.
Okay.
This had me even looking it up on Wikipedia, which just thoroughly disproved everything.
Here we go. MadeCool316 says, how are we defining casual gamers? I like the way you think. You're right on topic. Yes.
Very good. So, Corey, would you like to tell your definition of a casual gamer?
My definition of a casual gamer is a gamer, any platform, doesn't matter what they own, but one who does not seek out information about video games, video game culture, development cycles, anything beyond just playing games.
Now, I've met gamers like Madden gamers that do not seek out culture and stuff like that, and they just play Madden hardcore.
Just sports titles.
Would you call them casual gamers? I would
call them casual gamers.
Wow.
They play casually. They have a game that they enjoy. They play it. They could get really good at it.
They are really hardcore with that one specific game.
Yeah, they could be a hardcore Madden player, but I wouldn't say they're a hardcore gamer.
So he puts them into the category of casual gamer.
Yes.
That is the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. So, because I have a friend who plays FIFA. He plays FIFA and 2K, 2K15, because he's literally, he just got his a new system or whatever. He plays more than I do in FIFA. So, like, his season is on, like, 2032 or something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
And then his 2K is, you know, he's starting to get into that season stuff. He does not look up when the next FIFA's coming out. He does not look up when the next 2K. He doesn't look up anything about video culture. All he does is play those games.
Okay.
Hardcore. There's no way in what universe.
He's a hardcore FIFA player.
There's no universe that I would ever call him a casual gamer.
It's not.
There's no way. That simple definition of you taking out
If we're going to oversimplify the whole thing.
It's not oversimplifying.
Yes, we are. We're saying, okay, there's gamers. Okay. Everybody's a gamer. Yes. I agree with that one.
Umbrella of everybody's a gamer.
Everybody's a gamer. If you play Candy Crush, you're a gamer.
Yes.
But to me, if you're going to draw a line in the sand and say this person's a casual and this person's a hardcore and there's no middle ground, that's where I draw the line. They have to be a person who that gaming is their lifestyle. It's one of the things that they are achieving more knowledge. They go out and look for these things. It's a part of their life. They identify with gaming culture. If they're just a normal everyday Joe, works at a 9-to-5, likes to come home and unwind, and even if it's a game, one game that they play all the time, and it's they're still gamers, but they're not hardcores.
So,
go ahead.
Because my situation, I went from being working around games and being around games 24/7 to working a 9-to-5 or.
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll just use 9-to-5. And then now I only can play games 2 days out of the week.
Yeah, but you are fully... First of all, you're on a gaming podcast.
I'm just in the same thing.
Second of all...
But I don't go, you know...
You know the names of developers. It was... Once you were a hardcore gamer, you can't unbe a hardcore gamer. Like, you...
What if I just gave up on games completely for like 10 years?
But if you...
Then came back and like...
You're always going to have knowledge that you've gained through the gaming world that won't just leave your brain. Like, you'll know who Peter Molyneux is. If you know who Peter Molyneux is, if you know what that name means, I'm pretty sure you're a hardcore gamer.
Why would you need to know that guy?
He's obscure.
But like, he's not important.
The thing is, with casual gamers, well, my definition of a casual gamer is somebody... You really emphasize on that word casual. So they only play it like maybe once in a while. They'll pick up their phone and play a little... But not like hardcore Candy Crushers. My sister was a hardcore Candy Crusher, inviting everybody.
You can play just Candy Crush.
Yeah, that's so crazy. So I'm talking about it's not to the point where it's a time thing. It's how much time they actually can put into a game over a certain amount of period of time. But if they're not actively searching out knowledge about video games, I wouldn't put them in the casual gamer category. What's the chat saying, David Webb?
The chat.
One person said they agree with me. That's all that
matters.
No, I don't see where's that.
Made Cool 316.
Made Cool, yeah. I agree with Corey's definition.
Oh, Gerald Ocon. Yeah, I also agree with Corey.
Oh, here we go.
Let's try this
comparison. Okay, here's
movies.
Here it is then.
Hold on. Made Cool, I want to give them their credit. Let's try a comparison with movies. A person who watches the Star Wars movies over and over and over again is a Star Wars lover, not a movie lover per se. I think that's fair.
But would you call that person a casual movie goer then?
Actually, in that case, I would.
So he's just that's all he watches. He doesn't actively. You can't put it with movies because by his definition would mean I'm actively going out looking at every single thing for. So you can't put those. This is two different worlds.
You know where I draw? Because there's not many things I'm super hardcore about. I'm pretty even tempered. I know a lot about a little about a lot. I'm one of those type of guys. But the two things that I study and I go out and I seek knowledge on and information is video games and mixed martial arts. It's the two things.
I think you do mixed martial arts more than video games.
I'm subscribed to both forums. I go there and I read articles. And when I went to Vegas to watch the fights, I was geeking out over journalists that I watch their live streams and their
blogs. Then you're just weird.
For MMA, right?
That's an MMA hardcore, though. I'm a huge fan. I go out and I seek information. And then, I draw the comparison here. Like, when I watch Sit on the Couch, a casual MMA fan will still buy UFC cards. There's casual MMA fans that know Anderson Silva or BJ Penn. They know some of the big names. And they'll be like, oh, that guy's fighting. And then they'll just want to see two people beat the shit out of each other. And but they won't know the...
It's too much groping.
But when, yeah, but yeah, exactly. They'll for do a Steven. They'll buy the card and be like, oh, when it goes to the ground, they're all gay. That's like
I don't.
They're still fans.
I think.
They like
no, I think. MMA. I think those two different. I think those are two different people. The people that were like, oh, those guys on the ground, they're gay type of guys, and then they know their names. I don't think those dudes would know their names if.
Yeah, they would, dude. It's I'm on those forums. I see it all the damn time.
You're on those forums
where people they know all the fighters that they.
If they're care, first they of all, time enough. Out now because if they're on the forums, they're not casual. That, by your definition, they've seeked out some type of thing other than just it comes on TV.
You want to know what would happen? It was a lot of Brock Lesnar.
Stop it.
Dead serious.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it was for. They went out and actively looked for that stuff. So they're not casual. Yeah. By your definition.
I can see what you're saying.
They're not casual.
I can see what you're saying a little bit.
Because it's like...
But they do represent a giant majority of people who didn't go out and do what they did.
It's literally just those people. Like, a casual gamer is not likely going to pick up a console. Like, they're not going to pick up... Excuse me. They're not going to pick up a PS4 or a Xbox One. They're more likely to pick up the Wii because they can play it casually.
That's them. You can play the Xbox casually.
See, and this is, it has to be from the limited time that you worked at GameStop. It
doesn't matter.
Because there's so many, that's the people. And I worked at two different locations with two different clientele. You can see the casual gamers that come in there and they pick up, like, I had hardcore old ladies, and I would never call them casual gamers. Never in my life. They would come in, so I played this Devil May Cry.
Like, oh my God.
How is this Devil May Cry? Now, anybody can be like, oh, well, you could have went online and looked up, you know, reviews on this stuff, but she did not. She just played the game. She liked it. You know, I want to play this next one. Would never call her a casual gamer.
I'd say that's a casual gamer.
No, that's pretty hardcore.
That's crazy. Like, how do you, like, no, she's in a different league.
But she's seeking information.
You're letting her age she's and seeking gender the game. Kind of more impress
yeah, but
you,
she
I
wants
guess.
To know about, like, you know, it's, instead of seeking it online, like Corey's saying, she went to a store.
Because it's like, and she'll put hours into stuff like right. that, right? And if she was like, well, see, he's looking like developers and stuff like, she's not asking about that. She's literally asking for thumbs up, thumbs down. She's a Roman freaking queen or something. Yeah, that's all she wants.
And so how do you define casuals again?
By time. So like these people literally just Angry Birds on their phone while I'm waiting on the bus.
So then by your definition, Steven's a casual.
Steven is slowly, he would, yeah, because
I'm devolving.
Because when he asked, because when you asked, or when he asked, was like, well, I used to, you know, be able to play a lot. I used to be surrounded by the games, but now I have a 9 to 5 and it's taking up time. Yeah, you slowly become more of a casual gamer because you cannot become a hardcore gamer because a hardcore gamer puts in time.
I think a person could put in 1 hour a week of video games, but if they are immersed in the lifestyle of going out and reading about the games, and
you should look up a definition of like then a geek or something like that, because that's like if I'm putting a whole bunch of
Joshua 408 says, what the fuck Yod talked about?
We're talking about the definitions between gamers, hardcore gamers, and casual gamers.
Yeah, we'd like to hear your opinions.
The people are wanting dick jokes. That's terrible. Just saying.
But so like if I. Like the game Magic, and I'm hardcore researching cards and stuff like that, but I don't really play the game, then it's kind of like, am I still considered a...
So what's an adequate time to be categorized
that's
as
the
a
thing.
Hardcore gamer
that's,
to you?
That's the thing that I would have so, to... Oh, adequate time? I don't know. It's very skewed now with all the different...
So would you say at least 24 hours of your week?
If they're picking up a game once, like more than... I don't know, like twice a day.
Picking up, like playing
any game. Okay, if at least more than twice a day.
Then they're Then I think they're a little bit above now, casual. Because my sister, she only plays the Candy Crush games maybe once every other day.
Well, that's because she has to wait for more lives.
That could be that.
Damn. Well, clearly
that could be that.
There's a lot of variables. With this,
can you pay for more lives?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, and
you
I know my for the farm and stuff.
Yeah,
so
you can.
That's the difference because like I live with gamers. So my sister, she is more of a casual gamer. My mother would be more of a hardcore gamer. My mother will time whenever she has to get points in the stupid farm game, Like, okay, I can go 4 hours, go do some stuff, come back, and collect my points so I can build a town hall. That's a hardcore gamer. She won't consider herself because her definition is somebody that plays shooting games or something like that. What do they say in the chat?
They all want dick jokes.
They do all want dick jokes.
Hello Monkey is saying we're nitpicking over meaningless definitions.
I don't think they're meaningless, though.
Well,
in the grand scheme, they actually are, because we're just under a giant umbrella of gamers.
Gamers, yeah.
Yeah. It was just the weirdest definition when he popped out with that one, and I was like, I can't believe
that. Well, so far, if we're going to go based off the chat, I wish we can do these polls. We're working on polls pretty soon, because...
Go based off the chat, yeah.
Based off the chat, I'm winning.
Wow.
Milty the Great says, I feel like the casual and hardcore line is too broad now. With the change of the industry in general, casual gamers may not put the time in, but they watch Twitch streams consistently. But the hardcore do the same and learn the strats and the metas.
I don't watch.
And the casuals are learning the same. They just aren't actively looking. I say we move on. Milty, I'd say we give Milty the winner because Made Cool.
We'll agree with, yes, it's a broad, like I said. Yeah. Everything's under the umbrella anyway.
Jesus,
so
he wrote a freaking biography. I saw it right now.
But what we're talking... I know, right? That's his first volume, basically.
This is the back of the cover.
Like, back to what I was saying. 2015, though, is here, everybody. And what games are you looking forward to play? Let us know in the chat room, because we're going to be going over quite a bit of them. Like I said, I got it from PCGamer.com. That is a very awesome website. I don't know if it's as awesome as AaronCarter.com.
Does AaronCarter.com exist?
It actually does. Go check it out.
You do seem like you would have done that.
Yeah. I bought the URL like 17 years ago.
It redirects to Pornhub.
Yep. First game up to bat is Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain. Yes. Steven is excited for this game, definitely.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a game of 9 hours of cutscene, 2 minutes of gameplay.
And that's all you need. That's exactly all you need.
Yeah.
He's a good storyteller.
I'm definitely hating on this game.
You do.
Only because
you do.
Hideo Kojima, they make like cutscenes and then they put a video game somewhere in there. That's what they do.
But they're pretty.
Oh, they're world, very man. Pretty. Yeah, open world. It's kind of a prequel, right, with Big Boss and everything like that.
Yep.
Big
Boss, and he's lost an arm.
Customizing your character. I think this is the Metal Gear Solid Online as well. They're going to put
it
in there.
Online, yeah.
Which is going to be kind of like a multiplayer, you know, thing. I wouldn't say MMO. Let's not put MMO on this one.
Why would you put MMO? It's just an online.
Yeah.
Online.
Game looks gorgeous, though. These games, I would have to say, consistently look better each time with each iteration that Metal Gear comes out. Like, I have no idea. Yeah,
the Fox engine's ridiculous.
I think Mr. Gerald Ocon in the chat room, he's a fan of the Metal Gear series. You can get little puppies in there, little cool puppies.
I don't think you don't even have to get it. I think
what is it just
you
like?
You can let it. It looks like you can just like miss it.
Oh, and just not want. Do
yeah, because the puppy they introduced like I forget which game it was back, but like this air balloon. Uh-huh. So whenever you knock out an enemy, you can tag him with this balloon.
And shoot him
and
it
shoots him up, and then you recruit him.
That one right there, yeah.
Yeah, and so that was in the online, too. In the gameplay footage that I was watching, the other one with, like, the story, yeah, the puppy, you see the puppy and everything, and, like, the guy just walks right past it. And then he comes back later to get it, but it looks like you can just finish the mission without getting the damn puppy.
The gameplay that we're watching right now is the multiplayer gameplay, I believe. And I don't know. There, I was excited for the one that came out on the, what was it, the Vita or something like that?
Yeah.
Or the PSP?
I think it was the PSP. Peace Walker?
Yeah, Peace Walker.
Yeah, because then they released that for 360.
Yeah,
because so
it had
good.
Multiplayer in that one.
It did.
And so I was like, all right, I can get down with some multiplayer on this one. I've never been the biggest Metal Gear Solid fan, but it is one of those franchises that I know people are hyped about.
It's...
It draws up.
It's got hardcore fans.
What are the people in chat saying about this one? Anybody...
I had to restart my phone.
The balloon mechanic is from Peace Walker. It's from Milty.
That's about it.
Yeah, okay. So it is.
What are you guys excited for this one or not? I know Steven, of course, is. David Webb?
You know what? I never got into Metal Gear Solid games, but looks good.
Corey?
Nah.
Nah? Really?
Yeah, I've gone this long without getting into Metal Gear. I could probably go a little bit longer.
The thing about Metal Gear as well, since the story is so freaking deep,
It is incredibly deep.
You can't
deep.
Just jump I'm, in.
So
I
deep.
I feel I've
put her ass wow, to sleep.
Terrible. It's kind of intimidating to me.
As an ass
to kind of jump into this story and just be like, okay, I get what's going on. When realistically, I would not know.
You wouldn't jump in for the story. You'd jump in.
But these are one of those. These are one of those story-driven games, and I do love story-driven
it's
games.
Definitely
so.
Story-driven, and I mean, they do a little bit. They do a little bit of like back.
Like this guy story. Right here coming up. He's a character,
gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like what's his name, Ocelot or something? Yeah.
Revolver Ocelot.
Yeah, Revolver Ocelot.
Look at those moves.
I don't know who the hell like his backstory, so like that probably gave all the Metal Gear, you know, fans a little moment. For me, it's like, oh, cool, he can do tricks with a gun.
Yeah, that's my reaction.
It's Doc Holliday.
How do I do that?
He looks like him. He looks like him.
Next game on the list is Batman Arkham Knight, everybody. A lot of speculation was going on for this one, like who's going to be the Arkham Knight and stuff like that. All original, apparently.
The whole story?
Brand new
then?
Character?
Brand new character, apparently. The Arkham series is still one of the best interactive superhero fantasies ever. Hopefully set to continue with Arkham Knight. It's clear from early stealth and combat demos that Arkham Knight is taking the same but bigger approach to the latest sequel. But technical advances have allowed a massive leap. And you get to drive the Batmobile.
Who's voicing Batman in this one?
I believe it's back to Conroy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So our boy Roger Craig Smith is no longer voicing him, huh?
Sorry.
Mr. Craig Smith.
Yeah, sorry, Craig Smith. I mean, you got your 15 minutes of fame with Batman?
He can say he's been Batman.
Yeah, that's exactly what you could say.
That's all you need.
You throw that on your resume and you could be anything you want in the world.
Like, oh my God, you were Batman?
Exactly.
That's now the best pickup line ever.
John DiMaggio, who we saw at SAC Anime, he voiced Bender from Futurama. He does Adventure Time. Like he's the one who made that documentary that's on Netflix. I know that voice. He's a heavily accomplished voice actor, and when someone asked him, like, what are you most proud of voicing, he said, well, when you say proud, it makes me think of, like, what I would brag about, and the one that makes me the most excited is playing Joker.
Yeah, and he did an awesome job in that one, Under the Hood, Under the Red Hood.
Yeah,
that was
John DiMaggio. I mean, this is a man who's been in the industry forever and done some of the best comedic roles, but if you ask him what was the most proud of, it was freaking Joker.
I want to know how they're going to incorporate the Batmobile into this one, because it seems like on the other Arkham City games, or just Arkham games, it's very tight in, closed spaces and stuff like that. And, I mean, you don't really want to just kind of be on a track for the Batmobile. And it looks like...
It better be like open city.
It's got to be.
I want to be able to go through buildings.
And it seems
like...
Give
me that.
In the beginning with Batman... On these games, you didn't really need any type of vehicle. You're floating everywhere. So it's like, what do I need the Batmobile? I really hope that it like serves a purpose in this one. That beat up guy just looks terrible. Like I thought when I first saw this trailer, I was like, is there like a mutant gene something going around? Is he deformed or
he looks zombies. Like Gilbert Godfrey.
Terrible. Batman, I need you. I need you to go do something.
That's horrible. You like screamed in my ear.
That's how Gilbert Godfrey does it. He doesn't have any range. He just does that. Because, like, look, even on the trailer on this one, they're just showing him kind of drive back and forth.
Just through, a very straight...
Yeah.
A linear line.
And that's... I mean, that's what you want Batman
wow,
for right
and then
there.
He just ejected himself.
Exactly. You want to...
Ejected himself off?
Yeah, he did.
All
There's
over
your
the
dick
city.
Jokes, everybody.
Keep them coming.
There it is.
You're Anything welcome. Going on in the chat?
Yeah.
I'll give you the D anytime you need it.
Milty the Great says, not a fan of... Batman.
Wow.
In the slightest, but these games, minus Origins, are fantastic.
And he said minus Origins because the title's the only one that didn't advance mechanically, and that made it boring.
It did hit a stale point. It was like, oh, good. Same
I don't
crap.
Know. Aaron still has mine.
That is true. It is literally collecting dust on my shelf. So, yeah, that's where that one is.
Yeah.
And it sucks that, what's his name? DiMaggio was a part of that. Not a part of that. Not DiMaggio. The other guy.
Roger Craig.
Yeah, Smith. Roger Craig.
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, he just wanted the Batman on there.
Kick ass drum
need.
Set. Yeah.
Next game up on the list.
And before we move on, if you are listening to the show and you like what you're hearing, Milty, Made Cool, all you cool dudes in the chat, be sure to shout us out on any form of social media, whether you guys are Tumblr people, Twitter people, Facebook people. It really helps out the show and trying to make it bigger.
Haven't you put that in the chat?
I could.
Yeah.
I will.
Just
It means more when it comes from the hat.
Or whenever they're listening to it on the podcast. How does that feel, though,
to them? They can do the same. Wow. That's even better. Whenever someone tweets out, like, listen to the Video Game Bang, made my day slightly less shitty, like, that makes me feel good. Jared
Okan. I know, Jared Okan. Yeah, talking to you.
One of them. Bud.
Where are we at?
Friend.
Next up is Star Citizen. This one is going to be, for the most part, I guess, a PC exclusive.
Know nothing about this game.
Know nothing about Star Citizen. No. Star Citizen kind of
in space.
It caught my attention more whenever I was looking for some type of space exploration type of games.
Oh.
And
I
this
was hoping
one,
it was like Starship Troopers.
This one is Kickstarted, so it's a Kickstarter game. Which, when I was going through this list, by the way, little side note, a lot of Kickstarter games that started to show up on the list that I was like,
people like to pay for what they want.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do a whole show on just Kickstarter games. It's going to be interesting.
Kickstart your heart.
Stick around for that.
Hollow Monkey!
What the hell, Hollow Monkey?
Yeah.
Son like of a bitch.
First
just
time?
Following? Yeah, I take back my dance.
Yeah, there it is.
You gotta
what
do it reverse.
An Everybody in the chat, boo this man.
Terrible. Star Citizen, right now what they have is kind of like the early access type of things. What they're doing is just the like space combat. I can't remember what it's called right now. But
it's first person, right? Shooter?
First person or, and third person. Actually, you can switch. You can switch.
Okay, I like that. That's Fallout style.
What they want to do is kind of like this whole, you know, universe exploration type of thing where you can either, you know, kind of choose your own path. What are you going to do? Whenever they have the multiplayer one, because they're actually doing a single player campaign as well. This project got a lot of money to be funded or whatever.
They got that bling bling.
They got a crazy amount of money for this one, and it seems like the project is taking forever to even become, you know, available for the masses. But right now they have
I forgot you put it up here.
1v1 or something like that, maybe, right? For the spaceship flight battles or whatever. They're doing kind of a thing where they did in Borderlands where they had different companies expert in different like spaceships and stuff like that. So you can actually like.
Can you be a space pirate?
I believe so. The multiplayer comes out and stuff like that. But right now, I think they're focusing on just the space battle and then the single player. And I don't know why
you would exploring eject. The planets.
That's the other thing they just recently showed. You can actually go down to planets and actually explore
resources,
the planet side, and stuff like that. And then you, of course, make your own character, multi-man ships, which is rarely seen.
That's good. That needs to be in No Man's Sky.
What was pretty cool, they showed the trailer for multi-man ships where they had like one guy in the back of the ship, and then they were getting attacked, and he had to kind of like rush up to the front, and then take a seat, and then like, you know, control his part, and they're like, "Don't get cocky, kid." And he started shooting. Yeah, but it was good. It was like it makes me really want to get this type of, you know, feel. Like, I haven't played a space exploration game where everybody on the ship has a role to succeed in this mission. You know, like whenever you're playing
Guns of Icarus.
I said space exploration game.
Oh. Sky exploration.
Close enough. I give you props, Steven.
And then Guns of Icarus is actually pretty interesting because the developers, they want to, you know, take it to where it's actually like the co-op adventure game and make it an adventure, but they don't want you to get off the ship ever.
Stop.
So you can explore cities, but don't get off the damn ship. So I'm like, all right, yeah. That's...
What if it's like a bunch of ships linked together to make a city?
That'd be kind of cool, like a sky city.
A sky city.
What's the sky city in Star Wars?
There's a sky city in Star
Wars. Coruscant?
Wow, no. The city in the clouds? What am I... Where,
I don't remember the name.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't you guys...
let me Google it.
The Death Star?
No, with Lando Calrissian's place.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, you're fired. Coruscant? You're fired. I don't know if it's Coruscant. I don't know.
I'm 100% sure it's not Coruscant.
It's a flying city?
Chat, if you know what the city where Lando Calrissian is from.
Are you trying to go to your other black guy?
Let
friend?
Us know. I know he's texting his own
other
black
guy. Sky
City. Is it just called Sky City?
If so, that's
what Shy City.
That's really
Shy Town.
Lucas needs to go back to the drawing board on names and stuff like that. Right. Then. Let's call it Sky City.
We'll call that Coruscant, and we'll call that Sky City.
Croissant.
Done.
Our Eden one.
Wow, we're hitting up the halfway mark already.
Yeah.
You know what? It was that umbrella of gamer.
That took like 90 minutes.
I don't know Sky City, but I can tell you what a tauntaun is.
And that's those awkward conversations.
Was that a pickup line?
Just imagine you have like
some
party or something. I don't know what Sky City is, everybody, but I know what a tauntaun is. And then everybody walking away with
silence.
Their hors d'oeuvres. Yeah. Nah, I'm going to leave now.
You'd like to see
this? Is like if it was The Office, you know, we would just leave the cooler.
Would you like to see the inside of my Tauntaun?
Look at the camera. Like, that's what...
Wait, it's Cloud City.
Is it Cloud City? That sounds a little better.
We all should be ashamed of ourselves.
I think it's Pewter Town. No.
We're coming up to a break, Aaron. You're
we
saying.
Are coming up to a break, but best believe once Cricket we app. Pass this bridge, we will be hitting up more of the 2015 games. And maybe a little extra stuff.
We got some extra time, Aaron. Yeah, we got like a time. Full minute.
Well, trust
I
me.
I love extra stuff.
You love extra stuff? Like extra cheese?
Everything.
Like extra
everything.
Mayonnaise and your
terrible,
spaghetti?
Terrible, terrible. If you little, haven't... I was going to say, if you haven't checked out, we have some awesome reviews on Nerd Reactor. Corey just did the Dying Light review.
Oh, what... How was it? Was it good? Was it bad?
I gave it a 4.
Who knows? You gotta read.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? It's too late now.
Yeah, he gave it a 4, guys. Yeah. Don't read it. Fuck it. Try to help a guy out.
I'm not used to the help, Steven.
I went and did the review on The Escapist.
And would you get it? Who
knows? Yeah, go and check it out. Check it out. Give it a share, a like.
That's break into prison.
Like, out of prison. And subscribe. And peace.
And please.
Hit that red button.
No, I'm not KSI, everybody. Quit calling me that in my freaking chat. If they get me the money, I don't know, it'd be awesome.
Would you talk with a British accent?
I would try.
Do it right now.
I can't.
Not on the spot.
I'm not on the spot, guy. I need to. That's what the difference between me and
be
like, soccer.
He'd be the soccer hooligan British.
I would definitely be a soccer hooligan.
Oi, you wanker.
Yeah, definitely.
Be. Like, Aaron, why are you so violent? I don't know.
Oi, ref.
Before we go, real quick. We got 1 second, don't we?
No, we got time.
Okay, before we go...
Jesus, how long is this song?
I know, like, it's a really long one, but let me get this in. Terrible.
Yeah, penis.
How long is this song?
It's too late really now. What I gotta say, is definitely not gonna fit in there.
Well, that's what she said!
I set that one up for everybody. You're welcome. He's like, I'm just keep going no matter what. Going.
That's what she said.
All right, stick around, everybody. When we get back, like I said, 2015 games that you're excited for. Don't touch that button. Is there a button nowadays?
No.
It's just touch.
Click?
It's an X button.
Don't click that mouse.
Hi, this is Amber Goldfarb, the voice of Aveline de Grand Pré, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hello, this is Cass Anvar Altair Ibn La'ahad from Assassin's Creed Revelation, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang.
This is Strife, the main guy behind Freedom Planet.
This is Commander Torque.
Hi, this is Lilac the Dragon Girl.
This is Spade.
This is Mayor Zhao.
This is Syntax.
Greetings. This is Lord Brevin, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
+5, awesome.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion. And you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
What are they saying in the chat room besides 17 inches?
That's 17
that's
inches.
That's it, yeah.
Thing, wow, good lord. That's
terrible. It's the most important.
Milty the Great.
I can't take a guy seriously.
Cheeky. He said, we talked about the early access thing before. I feel as if early access is the new epidemic of gaming. Most of these devs release a game with potential, and these just leave it at... And these just Milty's leave it at that.
Milty is a philosopher.
Yeah. He I is. Can't understand the
I think philosophy. We... I don't know if... Did we talk about early access on this show? I can't remember because I know when I did like a full like 2 weeks ago.
No,
I did like this 2 hour rant.
We talked about the thing last Wednesday.
Was it last Wednesday?
Yeah, because I was just listening to the show.
I've done a weekend when I did the weekend show at Adams. I literally was just me in front of the chair with the camera on me, and then they were just throwing stuff like topics at me.
That was so good. Are we gonna do that after?
Yeah. And it was cool. You know, I got to give my opinion on certain things.
That was how the great Schlieven debate started.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, if you're listening to the podcastular version of this, you really are missing out on the full experience of the Weekend Bang. Weekend Bang. No, it's not the Weekend Bang. Yeah, we're back.
And we're back, everybody.
We're back.
Jeez, the VGB Live, everybody.
Yeah,
is back.
The VGB Live, you really get the full experience chatting
the
it up.
The full experience.
The full bang experience.
Yeah, we want to hear
full
from you guys.
Fist.
And to our viewers over the pond, whether that be the Pacific or Atlantic.
Aaron's black, so full fist.
There you
Indian.
Go. Or the Indian, I guess, if you want to double jump, then. Jeez,
double
good
jump.
Lord.
Frogger.
What? I really want to hear from you guys, definitely. I want to, you know, I like hearing from the international people a lot.
I care more about the Americans.
Well, as you can
the
see...
The TV show?
The next night is red as, you know, everybody else's, but...
It's blacker and darker.
Exactly. But I like hearing from international people. Why do you not like hearing from international people?
Because I bleed red, white, and blue, and these colors don't run.
You might want to go see a doctor about that. I think when oxygen hits the blood... It's all around red.
Well, all around.
We put a boot in your ass. That's America.
That's terrible.
That's also kind of 50 Shades of Grayish.
Which seems to
how
be...
How would you know that, Aaron? Or Steven?
How would you know, Aaron?
I wouldn't
how
know.
How would either one of you know?
Because I didn't read that thing.
I didn't read it either, but... actually, no, we had a discussion at work about this.
About 50 Shades of Gray?
Because I guess one of my coworkers' wives read it. And okay. They were like, she described everything to him. And he was like, I mean, guys in, you know, just hanging out, talk dirtier shit about in this book.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just the vanilla of
S&M. Of guy talk?
Is of that S&M and stuff like that. So they're like, and all these women are freaking out. And like,
I do that stuff on the weekend. What are you talking
that's
about?
That's a Tuesday for
exactly.
Me.
Exactly. So that, but the so weirdest
the whiskey
thing.
Pete?
The weirdest thing, I had a coworker who said he bought that for his mother.
That's...
Yeah.
50 Shades?
Yeah.
Is that when everyone just walked away from him?
Basically, why? Why are you buying this for your mom?
Your mom?
For your mom.
For your mom.
Mommy.
Moms get lonely.
Mommy.
You don't want that from your son.
If you... Okay,
hey, mom.
Here's an alternative.
That's Norman Bates-ish.
If you're it's in the chat and you're considering buying your mother 50 Shades of Grey, just give him Aaron's phone number instead.
Yeah, I'll talk to him on the phone.
Tweet us. Aaron will use that sultry.
He's 31 now.
Voice.
Like I said, 31. Childish Gambino or Donald Glover, something whatever you want to call him. He turned 30, and he was like, he's like, I'm at that age now, or 31 or whatever. He's my age basically. He was like, I'm at that age now where I can date the 22 to 40 year old girls. He said, I kind of get that whole broad range of stuff, and I was like, all right, let's go for some 40 year olds.
Just
switch it up.
Let's go for some 40-year-olds.
Gotta go for them cougars.
I'm with
cougars.
You.
Are they cougars at that point?
Donnie G.
Would they be a puma?
Young cougars.
What are,
jaguar?
Terrible. Jaguars, no. Those are younger.
Jungle cat?
Whatever an old cat would be.
Wild cat?
The Black Panther?
Yeah. All right, 2015 games that we are excited for, everybody, as told by PCGames.com. Next one up on the list, here, real quick rundown, what you missed. Metal Gear Solid, Batman, Arkham Knight, Star Citizen, and Star only three. Citizen. Wow, we only did three?
Yes.
Good lord.
Because your debate took up like a year.
Well, Tom Clancy's The Divisious is coming out sometime in 2015. Don't have a hardcore release date, but people are waiting with bated breath.
This one has been a giant cock tease.
It surely has.
Snowdrop Engine.
Open world online shooter Division got our attention when it was announced at E3. For you Spanish-speaking people. Though we haven't heard a heck of a lot about it since. Featuring co-op, squad gameplay, AI components, firefights with other multiplayer squads. It looks awesome, by the way. Like, it's a little sweet piece of heaven with that Snowdrop engine. One thing that I'm kind of irritated with, and they keep doing this with the trailers, is the fake online talking.
Oh my god, you see that drop?
Yeah, like,
see that gun?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Hey, Stan, you should pick that up.
In the thing, they have like this girl she's playing. And she's like, oh, cool. All right. Are you here yet? I'm in the train station. Okay.
I like how they're like, oh, there's this really awesome gun.
Yeah.
Why don't you take it?
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
So polite in these
Get
games.
Get back, motherfucker. That's
exactly.
My gun.
Exactly.
Bitch, boot him.
Bitch, give me that gun.
Boot him for the party.
Kick him.
Oh, wow. You're going to love this, Aaron. Trebek joined it and typed in all caps, said APOC, and
wow,
and then Nightbot warned him, said, hey Trebek, come on, stop typing in caps.
Yes. Stop it,
Alex, you hooligan.
Oh,
there it
and,
is
what's with the caps, bro?
You 4chan bitch
yelling.
And Gerald says that he needs this game and Aaron's mom in his life.
Wow. Can be arranged, Gerald.
Can be arranged.
For the great price
of
$5.99.
Trebek thinks that this game is going to flop hardish.
Ooh. You know why? Because Trebek is one of those people that are like, I've been so disappointed by AAA titles that this thing looks like it's too good to be true, so it's going to flop.
I think Trebek is one of those, he's not even a glass half empty.
I think
type of
Trebek
person.
Owes me $30.
There's no glass. There's no
and
glass.
I need to collect on that before I start breaking legs.
There's no glass at all.
There's no glass at all for him. He's just piss and vinegar.
Look how, but like if you're
on the table,
if you're watching the live stream right now,
piss and ginger.
You would see, like they said, it's an open world game, and to me, this open world seems a little different from your normal open world. Whenever you think open world, you kind of think like a big kind of flat landscape surface. This is like New York.
New York.
So you got the subway system. You got skyscrapers all around you. You got Madison Square Garden.
And a black guy still can't catch a cab.
And he can't. No. No. Not at all.
Well, nope. To be fair, there are no cabs running.
Or black people in this demo here.
Just some spilled water.
And it just looks like it's going to be...
Some spilled water.
Now, what I really hope that this game stays away from is the survivor aspect that we've seen in, like, DayZ's. No.
Oh,
where the objective is just to survive. I don't want that. If I have to drink and eat, that's fine. But I want an actual purpose. Like, if there's... I think one of the stories in this one is, like, there's a... it's a biological attack. So there's, like, some type of disease or something like that. Right. That, you know, let me look for some cures or something like that. Let there be kind of a end game to this MMO-ish type of thing.
But what's the thing? I thought it was just war, because it's Tom Clancy, right?
Yes, it is Tom Clancy.
So it's just, what, the Russians
rest
invade?
His soul.
I don't know. Pick an enemy. Korea. Yeah, pick an enemy.
Syria?
Could be Africa. Somewhere in Africa. Actually, I would like to see Greece. That. I would like to see that as a main villain. Like
Africa?
Like some, like, I don't know. Write a story where Africa unites.
Coney comes and starts.
They're like, we're the largest continent. Well, one of the largest continents.
We have lions. What do you have?
Exactly. And they just stampede through freaking New York on elephants.
And elephants?
Don't tell me you wouldn't pay $20 for that.
Yeah, I probably would.
All right, then.
I'd pay $15. Exactly. I don't know about $20.
And I want to know how in-depth.
I'd pay $20 just to see the racism.
I want to know how in-depth this is going to go with actually going inside of structures and stuff like that.
Is everything going to be open?
That's, yeah. How open is
this? That might be
this?
Too hard to do in a New York
because there's city. A lot of buildings. A lot of buildings in New York. But think about the strategy you can, you know, accomplish with all the ins and out of the buildings and stuff like that. It leaves it more open to you just fighting on the street. You know, you're fighting inside of a library. You're fighting inside of a cafe or something like that.
One of the things I found interesting about this that I hope doesn't fall through the cracks was the ability to integrate with mobile gaming.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about the tablets and stuff?
The tablets or cell phones. So, like, if I'm sitting at the DMV and you guys are all playing the game, I could, like, hop in and give you guys a quick airstrike or something.
That fell off hard.
It kind of did.
Well, this whole game fell off hard.
No, he's talking about in a broad...
mobile.
Oh, yeah. Integration. Yeah. It did.
It fell off hard because I only seen it in Dead Rising 3.
I was excited for
during
it too.
The
yeah.
launch, and then it was just like everything else, tragic. Like, and I don't want to read freaking history and Destiny.
What are they saying in the chat?
Milty the Great says the backstory, if I remember correctly, is some terrorist group, a virus on the paper money, and it spread during Black Friday.
That's why I only keep coins, everybody.
And don't shop on Black Friday.
Yep. Don't Stay shop on Black indoors. Friday and keep coins in your pocket all
Eat
the time.
Your turkey.
Next game, we're moving on to the MOBA genre.
MOBAs?
Which we actually had a discussion. No, me and Adam had a discussion on what the definition of a MOBA is, everybody.
You like to fight people over definitions.
He likes to discuss.
I like to discuss, thank you.
He fights.
Thank you. I like to discuss. Like, and these are intelligent conversations that I think the gaming community should have sometimes. Not break them apart, but should just bring it up sometimes. So MOBAs
it just turns into trolling.
So MOBAs are like a hot thing, of course, right now. We got League of Legends, Dota, Smite, and I guess you can call these the second generations of MOBAs about to come out. He did not consider games like this or Overwatch MOBAs.
Why not?
He believes MOBAs are more of the three lane, take down the towers. Take down the giant crystal.
Okay, what does MOBA stand for? Mass Online Battle Arena.
And that's how I broke it down to
so
him as well.
Wrong. We don't need to talk about
that's
him.
How he I is, broke it down.
Smite
well.
On Xbox.
But, you know, if you're in the chat room right now, let us know what you think of MOBA is. Let's get back to this game. Gigantic is a game that's made by...
I thought that was Battleborn, not going to lie.
Motiga. It has that Battleborn look to it, and I like that.
Why am I'm like staring... At his computer screen. I have it in front of me.
I like the look that it's going with the cel-shaded graphics and everything like that. It's a team-based action game around destroying your opponent's guardians. So, like, you have, of course, two teams pitted against each other, but you have this giant monster that...
Okay, so you are trying to destroy...
Yeah, yeah. You have, like, a titan
then
type
that,
of thing.
That's a MOBA.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how's that not?
And he moves through the level. So, eventually, I believe they actually have it to where both the titans will... you know, clash against each other, cool. And then the stronger one, of course, will win. This one looks like, and another thing that I'm really loving about MOBAs that are starting to come through, sick. They are going with more action skill shot based MOBAs as opposed to click as and then voice. Your character does
the click
you
know, MOBA. What you need to yeah. Do. Those yeah. are terrible.
Now, a lot of people don't like them. Oh, they like their traditional. A lot of people like their traditional MOBAs, you know, their point-and-click one. This one, developers have gone out on record saying that they wanted to make it more fast-paced feeling, you know, for your action junkies and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big success when we saw it with Smite.
And Smite, I've seen an article, like, on IGN talking about it's 2015, the year of Smite.
The one of the best, I think, MOBAs out there.
Yeah, it rose pretty fast in the MOBA genre with the fans and stuff like that.
And then we were backing it.
And it's weird because all I asked for was a MOBA with the controller. Smite and comes and starts blowing up.
This looks definitely like
Coinky Dink, everybody.
Gonna be I a don't controller know. Yeah,
probably.
Too.
Go back and listen to those old episodes when we farting around.
You farting in your face.
When we first started playing League of Legends before I got on Smite and listened to my listen to me there and see if it's the future or not. You're welcome. So anyway,
and Carter,
yeah, gigantic. Look out for that one.
Same sometime. Name as my dick. Sorry, I've been holding on to that since we started this one.
That's so terrible.
Sorry, yeah. Stretching. They wanted dick jokes. Stretching. Just like my dick.
See, it gets worse and worse.
Does it?
It's
like you're
worse.
Screaming in people's ears, and they're not feeling it.
You're like Gilbert Godfrey now. Next one we got on the list is Hunt Whores of the Gilded Age.
Whores.
Yeah, right? That's what we're... Whores of the Gilded Age?
Horrors?
Horrorwits?
Horrors.
Horrors of the Gilded Age.
Hunt Horrors of the Gilded Age.
You're hunting them.
Horrors. No, clearly, you play Jack the Ripper, and you're just hunting Horrors of the Gilded Age.
That's it. Hell, the monkey said fail.
It was shown at E3. Think of a third-person Left 4 Dead-style co-op game against AI monsters, but you actually get to create your character.
Okay, that's
Resident Evil style over the shoulder. What they wanted to do with this game is kind of keep it rooted in semi-reality. I know it's kind of hard to say that when you're fighting like banshees and, you know, mythical creatures and stuff
Wait,
like that.
Those don't exist?
No, I'm sorry, David. Yeah. it's terrible. Oh my God.
Jesus.
Mind blown. Yeah.
Mind freak.
Mind blown. So I meant keep it kind of grounded in the weapons that you use. So, you know, old school double barrel shotguns.
Does this mean I can be Abraham Lincoln vampire hunter?
Basically. That stay off my lawn type of gun. You know what I mean. Old racist white people use it all the
time. Yeah.
It's a bunchie.
Free to play.
He's hunching a whore.
Free to play this one.
Nice. All right.
Actually coming
micro
on
transactions.
I don't know
for costumes.
That's Did we just kind of speed run through the rest of them for the people on the podcast?
Yeah, for the people on the podcast, we can go through the rest of them real quick. We got Battle Cry, of course, made by Bethesda. That's gonna be another MOBA. Rainbow Six Siege.
That's gonna be good on PC.
That's gonna be good. Overwatch, another MOBA, but Blizzard's kind of foray into it. Battleborn. Of course, Gearboxes throw into the MOBA as well.
There's too many, and they're all confusing me. Like, I can't remember which
one. Yeah, and there are a lot of similar looks as well. You got a Fortnite, which was Epic Games. I think Cliff Bleszinski at first was the one kind of...
Cliff B.
I don't know if he's still onto that one.
I think he moved on.
The Witcher 3. Have you played 1 and 2?
A lot of people really into that one.
Yeah,
it
that one's
going to
be a big
the
one.
Wild Hunt.
It does look good.
Shadow Realms is going to be BioWare's free-to-play game.
I thought that was canceled.
Not that I've seen. It's
I read something 15. That they canceled that so they can focus on Mass Effect 4.
Ooh.
So he does go out and seek information about video games by being a hardcore gamer.
Did he see that a long time ago when this game was revealed?
Mortal Kombat X is the one we're going to be reviewing. Video Game Bang will hopefully get an advanced copy of that one and get to do a little bit of streaming, I'm hoping. But we will have a review done by Jadis.
He's saying that because, yes, of course, that's the one on the list. StarCraft II Legacy of the Void. I don't even know why I kind of put this one in there, because if you played StarCraft Wings of Liberty and StarCraft Horde of the Swarm, then you've kind of played the
other
ones.
Yeah, it's just there. Who is it? The Zerg?
Yeah, you're playing the Protoss on this one.
Protoss.
Extras on there. We got like Assassin's Creed, Victory, Human Element might be canceled. I don't know. Battlefield Hardline, Magicka, Street Fighter, Minecraft Story, which is going to be just crazy.
Minecraft Story?
Yeah.
Aaron, you're out of time.
Okay, so for Steven, David, and Corey, I'm Sir Aaron Carter. I will see you next week.
Bye.
Let me bang.
Let me bang again, man.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.
Nikki, what did you?